We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants,
that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity
under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello and welcome, delightful viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. From Los Angeles, California, USA, Supreme Master Television airs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2, Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku-band and Intelsat 10 C-band, the Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6, Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, Asiasat 5 and Asiasat 3S, North America, Galaxy 19, Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 131 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
We have several new additions in Cameroon and Melong, Channel 36 on Telesatellite. In Costa Rica, in Desamparados, Aceri and Carrillos de Cartago, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente. In Provincia de Alajuela, Upala Centro, Canalete, Bihagua, and Barrio San Jose, Channel 60 on Cablevisión de Occidente. In Mongolia, in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 46 on D-Dish Cable TV, Channel 110 on Supervision Cable TV, Channel 106 on Sansar Cable TV, Channel 108 on Tlak Cable TV. In Bagnor District, Channel 57 on National Cable TV, a Mongolian Telecommunication Company, or MTC. In Hanul District, Channel 52 on Midelhel Cable TV. And in Songin Herhan District, Channel 3 on Tast Erstream Cable TV. In Çıtırlık of Arhangay Province, Channel 24 on National Cable TV of Mongolian Telecommunication Company, or MTC. In Bayan Hongor of Bayan Hongor Province, Channel 19 on Çağan Dağı Cable TV. In Bulkan of Bulkan Province, Channel 21 on Midelhel Cable TV. In Darhan Urh Province, in Şarin Gorsum, Channel 12 on Od Cable TV. And in Darhan on Hla Cable TV. TV channel 44 has changed to channel 108. In Jamin Ud Som of Dorongob Province, channel 4 on Halyun Cable TV. In Sinjan Som of Dongob Province, channel 40 on Choklok Cable TV. In Chur of Gobsumber Province, Channel 30 on National Cable TV of Mongolian Telecommunication Company, or MTC. In Henti Province, in Bor Undursom, Channel 27 on National Cable TV of Mongolian Telecommunication Company, MTC. And Channel 22 on Denghots Cable TV. In Morung of Hufskur Province, Channel 48 on Kak Cable TV. In Erdenet of Orhon Province, Channel 58 on Kak Cable TV. In Seleng Province, in Hotor, Channel 21 on Erden Cable TV. And Channel 45 on GTV Cable TV. In Junghara of Mandalsom, Channel 24 on Zahros Cable TV. In Sukhbatar, Channel 51 on Tani Seling Cable TV. in Barun Urtsum of Sukhbathur Province, Channel 12 on Ochir Cable TV. In Tov Province, in Batsum Barsum, Channel 4 on Mongolian Radio and Television Broadcasting Network, or MRTBN. In Lung Som, Channel 20 on Narung Irten Ur Cable TV. In Jamar Som, Channel 10 on Information Communication Network, LLC, and Channel 10 on Chagan Darle Cable TV. And in Jungmut, Channel 47 on Mongolian Radio and Television Broadcasting Network, or MRTBN. In Uvurhangai Province, in Arvahir, Channel 24 on National Cable TV, a Mongolian Telecommunication Company, or MTC. In Hochirtsum, Channel 15 on National Cable TV, a Mongolian Telecommunication Company, MTC. In Harhorinsum, Channel 53 on National Cable TV, a Mongolian Telecommunication Company, MTC. In Oyangsum, Channel 5 on MJH Cable TV. In Ulangomsum of Ufs Province, Channel 13 on Durvun Sharuk Cable TV. In Ulyaste of Jafong Province, search Supreme Master TV on Ulyaste Cable TV. Now joining us is the Czech Republic in Chomutov and surrounding areas on www.grapesc.cz using channel search for Supreme Master TV. Our usual coverage continues.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Douwe, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siat Kumba. In Bafou, Channel 01 on Basatcom Bafou. In Adea, Channel 37 on Ite Blessimong Asarna. In Inkong Samba, Channel 54 on MJSat. In Chang, Channel 44 on OrbitSat International. In Manjo, and Channel 45 on VisioSat Plus.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veja. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV, and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo Buin, Paine, and San Bernardo Calera de Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Huachata, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Huachata TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Telelunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativá, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Telereliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolívar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran Nuevo Arenal and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal de Lago, SAA. In Buriscal, Mora, and Ocosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central Buenos Aires, Provincia de Puntarenas, Channel 62 on Cable Brunca TV.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Joditel. in Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá, in San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión, and in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable, in Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión, in Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión, in Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable, in Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraguay Cable Company, in Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV, in Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú, in Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias, and in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. In Puzhou City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC-CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV and Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV. In Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Hua Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Khmer Cable TV. In Subahtar, Saleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhang Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhang Broadcasting System. In Channel 108, formerly Channel 44 on Hua Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision. Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company. Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bainzar in Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Khimor Cable TV. In Khotos on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunarin. In Undakhan City in Khenti Province, Channel 23 on Sampur Company. And in Sanshan City in Darnungob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, Antique Province, and Boracay Island, Channel 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Ampur, Buayai, Channel 70 on Buayai Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel, and in Hamburg on Vilitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the United Nations Trust Fund for Human Security donates more than $4 million for the Republic of Congo. In good governance news, Paraguay gives 150 houses for individuals in need. In animal welfare news, Canine Peanuts New Zealand caregiver saves him by mouth-to-mouth resuscitation. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, December 17th, is the National Day of Bhutan, honoring the crowning of His Majesty, Gongsa Ugyen Wangchuk, the first king of Bhutan in 1907. Between China and India in southern Asia, beautiful Bhutan is recognized as one of 10 significant biodiversity locations in the world. An estimated 770 species of birds, more than 50 types of rhododendron, as well as a wide variety of other flora and fauna, make their home in Bhutan. It also has one of the most varied climates for any similar-sized area in the world. The nation has several protected areas, including the Zigme Dorji, Royal Manas, and Black Mountain National Parks. Bhutan is also known for coining the idea of gross national happiness. May the fine people of Bhutan have a wonderful national day.
News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News from Honduras and Nicaragua. As of mid-December 2011, tens of thousands of people in Central America have still been struggling to recover from devastating floods in October, which caused over 100 fatalities and affected an estimated 1.2 million people. When the disaster occurred, Supreme Master Qinghai had immediately donated an initial $50,000 for the region, asking that our nearby association members bring emergency aid to the areas most in need.
Our association's relief team members from Costa Rica traveled to Nicaragua's hard-hit province of Chinandega as soon as they could, covering their own travel and related expenses of $4,200. $10,000 from Supreme Master Qinghai's donation was used to purchase food aid, an amount equivalent to $163,000 in necessities if obtained in the United States based on Nicaragua's cost of living. The items included rice, beans, and corn flour provided to 750 families or 6,000 people in one county that had not yet received help. With the cooperative support of local officials, police, and others, they were able to deliver the supplies quickly.
Meanwhile, in Honduras, Supreme Master Qinghai later sent another $15,000 upon the Choluteca governor's request, which combined with our U.S. Association members' contributions of $13,500, totaled $38,500. This could purchase $435,000 in materials if obtained in the United States, based on Honduras's cost of living. Supreme Master Qinghai also reimbursed $2,000 in travel expenses for relief team members coming from Costa Rica and Colombia. The relief team first distributed food packages for 4,600 families in the departments of Choluteca, Paraíso, and Valle.
Agradeciéndole mucho, Maestra Qinghai, por este enorme abrazo de solidaridad.
The team was also joined by association members from the United States. Covering their own travel expenses, the two doctors and one nurse arrived as a medical team, offering treatments as well as $1,850 in medicines to the flood-stricken families.
Ya mis niños yo les veo que están padeciendo ya de las calenturas. Ya ellos pues ya los miro, ya gracias a Dios miren que está esta brigada, como que cayó bajada del cielo.
Y me alegro mucho con ellos, bien amables para que. Sí, me ha solucionado mi problema y aquí ya salí ya y ya voy.
With gratefulness for the kind help of all local personnel, we join in appreciation for Supreme Master Qinghai's unconditional assistance and our association's relief team for their caring endeavors. Our prayers for the smooth restoration of regular day-to-day lives for the flood-affected residents, and that such disasters are avoided through our gentler care of the environment.
Yeah.
New Zealand floods caused widespread disruption and damage. Torrential rains on Wednesday, December 14th, set off some of the worst flooding in decades across large parts of South Island. Hundreds of residents were evacuated as over 54 mudslides occurred, deluging dozens of homes in mud and debris. A state of civil emergency was declared in Nelson, where some 2 months of average rain fell in just 24 hours, and in Tasman, where residents were stranded in water-blocked areas. Police and other emergency service personnel responded to emergency calls around the clock as civil defense teams were dispatched to assess the widespread damages.
Conveying all her love and prayers, Supreme Master Qinghai requested that our local association members please check with regional officials to see if assistance was required, asking that they also go if possible to comfort the most desperate. She added that funds for emergency needs are available.
Our appreciation, New Zealand officials and all responding agencies, for your prompt efforts to ease the situation. As we also thank Supreme Master Qinghai for her heartfelt concern. May such distressing occurrences be minimized through humanity's kinder actions as a vegan world.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
With more and more mysterious deaths around the world, fish in Brazil.
107 pilot whales have died after becoming
flying low across the ground.
Thank you.
muốn đem bao phần ăn ngon bổ cho đám mèo hoang ốm đòi lang thang. Sống lén lút trong miếu đền hoang cổ, ngày nắng đêm tiêu tùy võ, ta thương xót nhiều nay vùng núi đá lặn lội suốt ngày không đủ lá khô, sườn dốc treo leo buồn như cô tìm đâu ra có ngọn suối cam lộ, lòng Bồ Tát chắc sẽ buồn muôn thuở cứu trần gian. Quỳ xuống lòng muốn tin có Chúa, để xin Ngài tạo dựng lại hành tinh.
Veg, go green to save the planet.
We can still save the planet. Day 403. Be vegan. Supreme Master Ching Hai.
U.S. troops return home from Iraq. In a ceremony in Baghdad, Iraq on Thursday, December 15th, U.S. Secretary of Defense Leon Panetta announced that the U.S. mission in Iraq had officially come to an end.
Challenges remain, but the United States will be there to stand by the Iraqi people as they navigate those challenges to build a stronger and more prosperous nation.
This followed an address made the previous evening at Fort Bragg in Virginia, USA, where President Barack Obama and First Lady Michelle Obama, who has been working to assist returning veterans with employment, welcomed soldiers back to the United States.
So as your Commander-in-Chief, and on behalf of a grateful nation, I'm proud to finally say these two words, and I know your families agree. Welcome home. Welcome home. Welcome home.
With thousands who are returning now, nearly all are expected to be home for the holidays. We join in thankfulness and welcome all returning troops, wishing you many joyous reunions with loved ones and new beginnings of life as we pray that peace may prevail in Iraq and all countries of the world.
Nigerian sprinter and Olympic medalist remembered on Tuesday, December 13th, the passing of 42 years young world champion track and field hero Sunday Bada was announced as having occurred suddenly the previous evening in Lagos, Nigeria. Mr. Bader, whose specialty had been the 400-meter event, had set many records for his country, as he also earned 3 medals at the World Indoor Championships, including a gold in 1997. In addition, he was part of the Nigerian team that placed silver in the 2000 Olympics 4x400-meter relay, with the team's overall time setting a national record for the event. More recently, Mr. Bader had been technical director of the Athletics Federation of Nigeria, as well as secretary general of the Nigeria Olympic Committee. He had also gone on to become a chief superintendent of police. His colleague and fellow champion, Henry Amike, paid homage as he said of Mr. Bader, "He was an honest gentleman, dedicated, friendly, and most importantly, he was a cheerful giver." In his honor, an athletic competition in the Nigerian capital Lagos is being named the Sunday Bader All-Comers Championship. Our sincere sympathies for the family, colleagues, and admirers of Mr. Sunday Bader, whose vital presence will be sadly missed. May his soul rest peacefully in the love and grace of the divine.
Save our planet, overgrazing behind degradation of Mongolia's grasslands. In a recent address to the nation's parliament, cited in the online news provider China Network Television, Mongolia's Deputy Minister for Food, Agriculture and Light Industry, Jay Saul, stated that over 70% of the country's grasslands had become degraded from illegal mining and overgrazing, with livestock numbers that had increased by more than 12 million since the 1990s.
At the same meeting, a Water Resource Department official said that due to extreme droughts caused by climate change, more than 1,000 of the country's rivers, lakes, and streams had disappeared. The land condition known as desertification has also become a major problem for the Asian country, where the regions classified as being severely affected have increased by more than 5 times in the past 10 years.
Our sincere thanks, Deputy Minister Jay Saul, and all officials who are raising awareness about these challenges of human-caused decline to our environment. May we hastily implement measures to protect Mongolia's precious grasslands and renew the flourishing of our planet.
During an April 2011 video conference in Mongolia, Supreme Master Qinghai urged for the halting of livestock raising as a dual solution both to climate change and land degradation.
The Mongolian National Agency for Meteorology, Hydrology and Environment Monitoring have identified livestock overgrazing as the most prevalent cause of land degradation, which worsens desertification in your country. And 70% of Mongolia's land has already been affected by desertification. Meanwhile, more than half of the Mongolian people don't have access to clean water. This is partly due to climate change, which is also impacting Mongolia with extreme weather disasters such as droughts, floods, and heavy snowfall. Heavy snowfalls you have experienced, yeah? The number one cause of climate change is livestock breeding. We all know that by now. So in our urgent situation of climate change, I think it would be more effective. Also, apart from the proposal that you made, we should stop the damage-inflicting activities such as livestock breeding.
Save Our Planet, a study released on December 13, 2011, by researchers at San Francisco State University in California, USA, finds that continued climate change with its associated sea level rise could cause the disappearance of up to 93% of the local tidal marshes over the next century.
Save Our Planet, the National Research Council's Institute for Atmospheric and Climate Sciences Institute in Italy, states that 2011 ranks as the 6th hottest year since record keeping began some 200 years ago, reports the Italian news agency AGI.
Save Our Planet, a report presented at the annual meeting of the American Geophysical Union in the first week of December 2011, indicates that climate change has caused the glaciers of Peru's Rio Santa Valley to shrink beyond the point of peak discharge, with water supplies that are now forecast to diminish more rapidly in regions that have already experienced shortages.
It's Daisy the Alpaca here. I'm a happy vegan with a household tip.
To get your storage space better organized, you can group seasonal items in one area. For example, summer equipment and tools, such as lawnmowers and chairs, rakes and hoses, can be kept together. Winter gear such as snow boots and shovels could be put in another place. This will make it easier to find whatever you need. Thank you for your attention, and thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet. Now it's time for the worldwide weather.
Humanitarian news. The United Nations Trust Fund for Human Security donates more than $4 million for the Republic of Congo. The joint United Nations Project for Peace Consolidation, Conflicts Prevention and Human Security in the Republic of Congo will be implemented by a number of UN agencies and will work in 5 communities. Goals of the program include helping former military personnel to find means of sustainable livelihoods, improving water sanitation, health and education services, and promoting harmony. Our earnest appreciation, the United Nations Trust Fund for Human Security and all United Nations institutions involved in this peace-building initiative. May the kind-hearted Congolese citizens be blessed with stability and prosperity on a long-lasting earth.
In good governance news, Paraguay provides 150 houses for individuals in need. According to Prensa Latina, the homes given to residents of Itagua City are part of a government plan to construct 800,000 dwellings across the nation. The goal of the initiative is to improve the availability of housing for low-income citizens. Our heartfelt thankfulness, Paraguay, for your care of your people. May all be blessed with safe and cozy homes, filled with love and joy. Coming up on Noteworthy News, a caregiver saves his canine friend by administering mouth-to-mouth resuscitation. We'll take a few moments in silent prayer for peace. We'll be right back. Please stay tuned for more foresighted news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, prosperous news for a flourishing world. In animal welfare news, canine Peanut is saved by mouth-to-mouth intervention. The Chihuahua's caregiver from Auckland, New Zealand, performed life-saving cardiopulmonary resuscitation, or CPR, after his dog companion had gone into a seizure and stopped breathing. Luckily, sweet Peanut revived, was taken to the veterinarian, and was fine after a few days. Peanut's caregiver said, "I love this dog, you know, and I'll do anything to save his life." We are happy to hear of your recovery, Peanut. May you and your human caregiver have many more healthy, safe and fun years together.
Now let's listen to a joke told in French entitled Summer Vacation.
«
Les vacances sont terminées et l'enseignante interroge Petit Jean sur ce qu'il a fait pendant l'été.
« On est allé voir ma grand-mère à Romorantin-Lanthenay. »
L'enseignante répond.
« Très bien, peux-tu dire à toute la classe comment ça s'écrit ?»
Petit Jean réfléchit un instant et dit.
« En fait, c'était à Paris. »
And now for a hard line from Ms. Janice Trumbull, the Executive Director of Oasis Sanctuary, which was featured on Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants. This program can also be accessed in our online archives.
We are honored and blessed to receive the Shining World Compassion Award and contribution. I was filled with pride and joy for the birds when I saw the announcement at the end of the show. I want to thank you very much for your energy and the time that you and your team put into this project. The piece is wonderful. It is an honest presentation of these magnificent creatures, big and small, and the work of so many to help the birds at the sanctuary, and for the many that will someday arrive. I am so happy that we were able to share our mission with you. We will, of course, want to offer our sincere gratitude and thanks to Supreme Master Ching Hai. Thank you again, Janet from Phoenix, USA.
Compassionate Janet, thank you so much for your kind message. We were delighted to present your sanctuary and its intelligent avian residents to our global viewers, and are also very happy that Supreme Master Ching Hai is honoring you with the Shining World Compassion Award and $10,000. May you and all your sweet feathered friends be ever more blessed by the divine.
Do you have a heartline today? We very much appreciate your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. It's been a pleasure to have your company on Noteworthy News.
May you be graced by heaven's boundless love.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
As a visiting guest of honor in Nigeria for several commemorative occasions, South African President Jacob Zuma meets with President Goodluck Jonathan. The two leaders agree on the importance of unity in carrying out African Union initiatives to increase peace and stability across the continent.
Press TV reports that South Korea's new unification minister, Yoo Woo-ik, is seeking improved relations with North Korea through efforts that include meetings with dignitaries of other countries such as Germany, where reunification success has been achieved.
Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov of Russia and his counterpart Radoslaw Sikorski of Poland sign an agreement allowing visa-free travel between Russia's Kaliningrad region and shared border regions of Poland.
British Prime Minister David Cameron pledges to review alcohol prices in response to a letter published by the Daily Telegraph from 19 of the UK's top doctors and academics, asking the government to limit the affordability of alcohol in an effort to reduce its harmful effects and save lives.
Prensa Latina reports that a group of Venezuelan youths are completing a run through 12 South American capitals in efforts to send a message of unity among these countries, with plans to extend their activities to Central America and the Caribbean in 2012.
Based on concern for continued instability in Yemen, the European Commission donates an additional 5 million euros, bringing its 2011 total to 25 million euros contributed to provide humanitarian aid to vulnerable Yemeni residents, as well as some 220,000 people seeking refuge from Horn of Africa countries.
Finance ministers from Chile, Colombia, Mexico, Peru, and Uruguay convene in an effort to ensure that their countries are shielded from global economic instabilities. They agree on measures to encourage economic growth in their respective countries.
Following an accident in which his car overturned on an embankment, leaving his mom trapped inside, 6-year-old Aaron Wright of New York, USA, climbed out of the vehicle and ran to alert help for her rescue and treatment of what thankfully turned out to be minor injuries.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWM.